Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Sashversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell. Today we have a very special guest here with us. Miss Tennessee Soybean Festival, Katie Hodges, is my special guest. Hello, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm really good.
Well, thank you for being here today. I am so excited.
Of course, I'm excited too.
So let's start off. Tell us a bit about yourself and the pageant system that you represent.
Of course. So I'm Katie Hodges. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a senior in high school, and I'm Miss Tennessee Soybean Festival with the Miss America organization. I will actually be the second youngest competitor at Miss Tennessee so far. The whole class hasn't been filled yet, but right now I am the second youngest, and this is my first year at Miss Tennessee, and I'm so excited to be going and not only representing my hometown of Henderson, but also Martin. I've been up there so much since my crowning night, and I absolutely love it and love all the people there.
I am so excited for you. When you won your preliminary, I was just filled with joy. You don't know how excited I was for you.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Tell me about your journey. Tell me how many preliminaries that you compete in until you won a preliminary. How did that work?
I competed in 7 preliminaries, and my 7th one was the lucky number 7, where I won. I competed starting in August at Miss Dixie Pack, and I placed first runner-up. And I was so excited. I didn't expect to get that because I was the youngest contestant. It was my very first prelim, but I just pushed through, and I knew that this whole year was a learning experience for me, and I might not make it to Miss Tennessee, but I was going to try anyways, and if I didn't, I would come back even stronger next year after working for the whole year and just being a better version of myself and being a better competitor. And I didn't win. I got first runner-up, and then I competed again and got second runner-up. And every prelim out of 7, I placed in 6 of them. So while I didn't win all of them, it was just a blessing to have placed and have done well. It was just kind of reassuring that I might not have won, but I'm doing good and I'm on the right track and I made the right decision.
I am very proud of you because a lot of girls,
thank you,
when they lost that first preliminary, they would have quit. And that's the key in pageantry, is to never give up, because I believe in every pageant that you compete in, you learn something and you gain something from that experience. And I just wish more girls would see that.
I completely agree with you. It's all about perseverance and learning something from every experience and using what you learned to make yourself better and be a better competitor.
Well, tell us a little bit about your platform.
My platform is type 1 to type none, ending juvenile diabetes. My father and brother were both diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and my dad was actually originally diagnosed with type 2, and as he kind of got older, it transitioned into type 1, and so they call that type 1.5. So their pancreas is broken, is what I like to say, because that's just growing up, that's how I learned it. Like, that's how I learned what it was, is that their pancreas is broken and it doesn't produce the hormone insulin that it needs to keep our blood sugars at a normal level. So my brother and dad both have to watch what they eat and make sure they're giving themselves enough insulin. And it's a 1 in 400 disease. So it's something that not a lot of people have, but since type 1 is genetic, a lot more people with diabetes are having kids, so it is growing, and it's something that is a huge issue, and since it's not very talked about, it's something that I want to talk about and bring light to and bring awareness to, and it's something very close to my heart, and I have a goal. Before I get to Miss Tennessee, I want to raise enough money to send at least one kid to diabetes camp where he or she can learn how to manage their diabetes and learn how to live a normal life even though they have this disease.
I love your platform, and I know that you are very passionate about it. And
Thank you.
I love the fact that you are bringing awareness about diabetes, because I do believe that we need to learn more about that because it's so prevalent in America. And
yes.
My question for you is, what are your future plans for your platform?
Well, like I said a minute ago, I want to raise money to send a kid to diabetes camp. That's something that me and my mom thought of a few months ago, and we're like, let's do it. Let's send a kid to camp. And I love... I've gone to camp. I've gone to church camp my whole life, and it's something that I love, and I know helping a kid who might not be able to afford it because insulin is getting so expensive and insurance isn't cooperating and paying for the insulin that they might not be able to afford to go to this camp, and I would absolutely love to be able to help send them. And I've actually talked with Callie Compton, who is the new Miss Decatur County. We have the same platform, and she told me about a camp that she went to. And so that's the one I'm looking at sending them to. And I just want to raise so much money for this platform because it is close to my heart. And I'm also involved with an event called Black Tie and Boxing. And it's a black tie event at the Carl Perkins Civic Center. And it's to raise money for juvenile diabetes research as well.
Now, if someone was interested in a way to help you reach your goals with your platform, how could they help you?
They can donate money. I'm still, when I changed into this platform, I started selling bracelets that say JDRF on them, and I'm still selling those for $1. And they can just donate money to me, really. I'm still working on a way to have a big fundraiser to raise money. I'm in the works of creating a cookbook, which not only is a way to raise money, but it's also a statement about diabetes, because a common misconception is that diabetics can't have any sugar and they can only eat certain things, and that's not true. They can eat whatever they want to. Yes, they have to watch and be careful, but they can eat whatever they want to because they are normal. They are just like us. They just have a little extra where they have to add their own insulin to themselves in by shot or pump. And so I'm working on that right now. And there's just so much that I'm working on right now that's not in the works. It's just not there yet. But donating right now is really the best thing.
Like I said, I am in awe of what you are doing with your platform. And I think it's very good idea to come out with that cookbook, because a lot of diabetics could benefit from that cookbook. And even people who are not diabetic. Everyone is always wanting a new recipe. We get kind of eating the same thing over and over again.
And, Tiffany, you'll like this, and all the pageant girls out there will like this. In this cookbook, I have a low-calorie cheese fries. Woohoo! So it's something that a lot of girls can benefit from.
Yes.
In the diet.
Yes, because being on a diet, it's not easy, especially if you love sweets. Because I love sweets.
Yes, I have a major sweet tooth, but that doesn't help with my Miss Tennessee prep.
Oh, I know exactly. I know, and especially this time of the year, girl. What are we going to do?
It is so hard. I know. I had 2 Christmas parties already this week, and it's only Wednesday, and I have another one on Friday, and there's just so many cookies. Like, I don't know what to do. It's so hard.
Yes. And Yes, and my husband does not help at all because he comes in the house with pizza. He comes to the house with ice cream. And I said, honey, don't you know that I'm on a diet? He said, well, you don't have to eat it. Well, I told him, you really make it hard for me.
It's so tempting. I know. But my dad has been helping me. He taught me how to make my own chicken and tilapia. So I've been doing pretty well at that. So maybe it'll work out. I don't know.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Now, when did you start competing in pageants? When did you first start?
I started when I was 7 years old. I just competed in little local pageants around Henderson. And my dad actually didn't want me to start competing in pageants. My best friend, Ansley, she competed. And I was like, Daddy, I want to do pageants like Ansley. And he was like, no, I don't need judges to tell me that you're beautiful. You know, the typical dad answer. And eventually I wrote him a letter. And I was 7 years old and like a full-page letter about how I wanted to compete in pageants. And he finally let me. And I did my first pageant and got a participation ribbon. And I was so happy about it. Then as it grew and my love for pageants grew, I just kept doing them all over. And then I actually started in the Outstanding Teen when I was either 13 or 14 because I had sung my whole life and I wanted to do a pageant where I could sing. And so Mom found Miss Lexington's Outstanding Teen and I started there. And then I went on to be Miss Henderson County's Outstanding Teen and then Miss Jackson's Outstanding Teen the following year. And I aged out of Outstanding Teen this past year, and I was kind of at a standstill. I didn't know if I wanted to go straight into Miss and do Miss Tennessee Prelim or if I wanted to stay in Teen and do Iris Tennessee Teen. And that was a really hard decision, and eventually I decided I was going to do Iris Tennessee Teen so I could have one more year to learn and one more year to prepare for Miss Tennessee because I knew that's eventually where I wanted to go. And I was with my grandmother at Joanne's in Union City, and Paige said, why are you doing Iris Teen? You are so much more talented than that. You're doing Miss. And she made me sing my talent song in a bikini in the middle of her store. And it just kind of gave me the confidence I needed to go straight into Miss. And I'm so thankful that she did that and pushed me to do that because I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes, we all love Paige. I just love her.
She's
amazing.
she is amazing. So good at what she does.
Now, what is the age cutoff for the Iris Tennessee Teen pageant?
Iris Tennessee Teen is 18 years old by the state pageant in March. So I will be 18 in 8 days, actually. As a senior in high school. Yes, as a senior in high school, I still could compete in Iris Teen, but you age out of Outstanding Teen your junior year of high school. But because that is the start of Miss America, Miss Tennessee prelims, and you can't be eligible to compete for Miss Tennessee and Outstanding Teen.
So what do you love most about competing in pageants?
I love meeting everyone and the confidence it's given me. I used to be extremely shy and had massive stage fright, but pageants has really opened me up into the person that I am, and I have learned so much from being in pageants, and it brought me some of the best friends and the best moms I could ever ask for.
You know, that's the funny thing about pageantry. A lot of people outside of the pageant world think that pageants give contestants low self-esteem, but actually it's the opposite. Girls who compete in pageants, they gain self-esteem. They gain self-esteem from the journey, and like you said, they gain friends. So I would disagree with anyone who says that pageantry make girls feel less confident about themselves. I don't agree with that.
I feel like they say that because you know, not everybody can go home with the crown, and they think, mm-hmm. oh, I didn't go home with the crown, I'm not pretty enough. And I think that that's why they might think that, but it's really, like you said, it's the complete opposite. For me, I get confidence from being able to dress up and be and just feel pretty myself in such pretty dresses and all this makeup. And yes, that's not what being pretty is. It's all about the inside, but it just something about dressing up and feeling beautiful and looking beautiful just makes your day so much better.
I agree completely. I love when I can put on my gorgeous gown and my makeup and my hair is done. It just makes you feel like Wonder Woman.
Exactly. And there's some days that are not dress-up days. Like, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm in glasses, second-day hair, and sweatpants. And that's fine. Because there's some days, I mean, you just don't feel like dressing up. But every other day of the year, I'm probably in a fancy dress or jumpsuit with my crown on.
I agree, because right now I have on my pajamas.
Exactly. That's why I was really excited when you said this is a phone interview. I was like, yes, the sweatpants.
Yes, but I still have on my makeup now. I always have on my makeup, but I am in my pajamas.
I'm giving my skin a little break before I have to put some on for church tonight.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Now, if you could change one thing about pageantry, what would you change?
This is going to be so cliche, but I wish everybody did get the crown, because there's so many amazing girls and amazing women who have worked so hard to get the crown and to get the title and just don't for some reason or another. I know I was very blessed to win on my 7th try, when that seems like a lot to some people, but I know there are at least 2 in the Miss Tennessee class this year who this is their first title, and they have been in 23 or 24 prelims. And
wow.
I have some friends who are still competing after their 9th prelim, and they just deserve it. And I just wish everybody could get a crown or at least get recognized for all of the hard work that they put into the system, into their platforms, into being the best version of themselves.
I agree. That would be nice. It really would. I completely agree with you, because it takes a lot of hard work and determination in any pageant that you compete in. And mm-hmm. I feel that, you know, sometimes we do not see what goes on behind the scenes of competing for a pageant.
Yeah.
You have your diet. You're trying to find a gown. You have to get the gown altered. Uh-huh. You're building up your platform. You're making appearances.
Exactly.
It's a total, like you said, it's mm-hmm.
There are so many people, since I won this soybean festival, there are so many people who are like, oh, well, how did you win that? What did you do? What are you going to have to do at Miss Tennessee? And I'm sitting here naming off the things that I have to do at Miss Tennessee, and they're just in shock, because all they see is what's on national television for Miss America, and that's just some mm-hmm. evening gown talent and onstage question. That's all they see. They don't know about the 10-minute interview. They don't know that the contestants for Miss America are there for 2 weeks before. And Miss Tennessee, they're there for a whole week, and they don't see the luncheons and the rehearsals that they have to go through. And it's just something that I think a lot more people need to see, and I wish that they did see that and did see the hard work that everybody puts into it.
I wish there could be almost like a documentary about what pageant
yes.
girls go through to compete in the pageant.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of hard work and dedication.
Oh, I agree 100%. Now, what is one piece of advice you would give a girl who is competing in her first Miss Tennessee preliminary pageant?
If you want it, don't give up. Go on to that second prelim. Go on to the 20th prelim if that's what it takes. to get to your dream. Miss Tennessee has always been my dream since I was a little girl, and I met Blair Pancake, and my brother brought home her picture, and I have always wanted to be her and be Miss Tennessee. And now, after 17 years and so much work, I'm actually getting to live out my dream. And if being Miss Tennessee is your dream, don't stop, don't quit. You will get there someday, I promise.
And I have been keeping up with the journey of a lot of the contestants who compete in the preliminaries, and I have seen some of the same girls at the different preliminaries, and I applaud them. Every time I see the same girl at a different preliminary, I really do. I applaud them, and I'm happy for them because it tells me something about themselves. It tells me that that they are not going to give up, and that's their dream, and they're going to do whatever they need to reach their dreams and to reach their goals, and I applaud them for that.
Exactly. Me too. It takes a lot of work, and especially for me, after the seventh one, I was getting a little discouraged, and I was like, am I really cut out for this? Am I ready for this? I mean, I'm only a kid. I mean, am I ready? But then once I had that moment of the MC calling my name, and I had that moment of realizing I'm going to Miss Tennessee, my dream is coming true, that made all of that hard work and all of the losing and just placing and all of the traveling absolutely worth it.
When you realized that you were going to Jackson, what did that feel like? what did that feel like in that moment?
Oh my goodness, I don't even know. I just, rewatching my video of me crowning, there's one specific moment where Brenna Wilkins is wiping my tears, and all of a sudden you just see me cry even more, and she said, you're going to Miss Tennessee. And it doesn't hit you until later on. And I remember the same thing when I won Miss Jackson's Outstanding Teen. You don't realize it until later on, and you realize my dream is coming true. And now I'm in the preparation for Miss Tennessee. And I have my gown, I have my talent song, I have my talent outfit, and it's just all coming together. It's finally hitting me, like, I'm going to Miss Tennessee, and my dream is coming true.
Like I said, I am so excited for you, and I will be there.
Thank you.
And I can't wait, actually.
Me either. I'm just like sitting here making all these plans and preparing for it, and that's kind of what I'm doing today, is a bunch of paperwork, and I'm just like, can it be here already? I'm really excited for March. March 10th is our workshop where we pick our number and meet all of the contestants, and that's what I'm really excited for, is meeting everybody officially. We have a Miss Tennessee Class of 18 group chat on Snapchat. And so getting to talk to all of the girls, and I have a Snapchat streak with one of the girls in East Tennessee, and I've never met her in my, like, I've never, like, officially met her, but, I mean, I've seen her compete, and we talk every day, and I'm just so excited to have that connection with 35 other girls.
And that's the part of pageantry that is amazing. You make all these new friends, and they become your long-time friend. They're your lifetime friends.
Absolutely.
And that makes it worth it. Because, like you said, everyone cannot walk away with a crown, but you will walk away with friendships, with confidence, and that's what pageantry is about.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Well, I just want to thank you, Katie, for being here today. And I know that you will do an amazing job at Miss Tennessee, and I will be there cheering you on. I may even have a sign. I don't know. I'm not good at making signs,
please.
So I'll try to make one.
Please make a sign. I want to come out there and see the whole audience lit up with signs. That is something I really want. I'm so excited.
Yes, and I may need to purchase my ticket soon before I forget.
I'll get with you about that later. You can sit in my section.
Yeah, you may have to remind me because I'm a little busy.
Yeah, after Christmas, so I'll get with you on that.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about your journey to Miss Tennessee, and thank you again for coming on today.
Absolutely.
And I want to tell you to stay fabulous.
Thank you. You too. I've had so much fun.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.